Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God who is first in my life and to the Spirit of God that abides in this early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Genelation Baptist Church, Genelation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Genelation means we have a start-to-finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. We believe the Lord has sent us to the kingdom for such a time as this, to minister to generations past, present, and future. We honor the past by hymns and anthems on a continual basis, to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. We establish the present by appointing junior ushers, junior deacons, and junior trustees, training them in the fear of the Lord, and treating them like the church of today and not tomorrow, because when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music, so our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blah. Talk Radio. Y'all ready to have church? For those of you that bought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal, the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest. Somebody said, that's the word of God. I want to turn your attention just for a few moments to the book of Micah, the Old Testament, Micah, M-I-C-A-H, the 6th chapter, and we're going to begin reading at the first verse, Micah 6 and 1. If you're with me, say amen. If you need more time, somebody say mercy. And the word of the Lord reads as thus, hear now, the Lord saith, arise, contend before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done unto thee? And in what have I wearied thee? Testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants, and I sent before thee Moses, I sent Aaron, and I even sent Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balaam the king of Moab devised, and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him, from Shittim until Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord. Somebody said the plaintiff. With the what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression? Shall I give the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Somebody say, defend it. He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Let the church say, Amen. And the Honorable Judge of Judges, that sits high and looks down low, the Honorable Judge of Judges that hath to give life and the power to take life away, he told me to tell you this morning, my Blog Talk Radio family, that court is now in session. Mm-hmm. And by the power invested in me by the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the city of Philadelphia and the state of Pennsylvania, I just want to talk to you for just a little while this morning using for a subject the defendant, the plaintiff, and the recording clerk. I believe I ought to say that one more time. The defendant, the plaintiff, and the recording clerk. Do I have a praying church? Everybody is familiar with court and courtroom procedures. But in this life, there are some things that cannot be settled among the inhabitants of this earth unless you enter court with the said problem. And before there's any consideration given to the lawyer, any consideration given to the counselors, any consideration given to the judge or the jury, it's a due fact that three parties must be present. If I'm right about it, somebody say amen. The defendant, the plaintiff, and the recording clerk. Somebody has to have a complaint. Am I right about it? And there has to be a person that you are complaining about, and the clerk has to record so the judge can take a look at it and rule in the favor of the said party. Somebody say, preach. I'm going to set this up in a minute. Who is the recording clerk in the sixth chapter of the book of Micah? His name is Prophet Micah, who was a 8th century prophet whose name means who is like the Lord. Micah prophesied in the 8th century B.C. as a contemporary of the prophet Isaiah, meaning they may have been around about the same time and most definitely have the same character of each other, for they reference one another. The only difference, Isaiah preached to the southern kingdom of Judah, and Micah saw the fall of the northern kingdom to Assyria. Isaiah was probably what we call a city man, like I'm a city girl. And Micah was called maybe a country boy. No disrespect, country. Micah didn't see any angels at his calling, nor did he have any coals of fire touch his lips. And nor did Micah hear the words, whom shall I send, or who will go for us? But no doubt about it, God told me to tell you, he is the recording clerk. Who is the defendant in the sixth chapter of Micah? The defendant, the person required by law to give an answer, and the required people to give an answer, Israel, God's people, for Solomon already told us there's nothing new under the sun. Didn't he say so? Israel was just like the church today. After all God had done, after the flight from Egypt, after the passing through the Red Sea, after their many, many journeys, after the experience of being fed by manna and water in the wilderness, after God's covenant with them at Mount Sinai. And they're just like the church today, just like you and I. They needed to be reminded over and over again that God is the judge and that he is in charge. And as defendants, you are required to give an answer to God. Somebody say hallelujah. God told me to tell you, church, you are the defendants this morning. Mm-hmm. Who is the plaintiff in the sixth chapter of the book of Micah? The word plaintiff means the complaining party. Mm-hmm. The plaintiff told me to tell you, you will recognize him. Oh, yes, you will. For the plaintiff created the recording clerk. And the recording clerk told the defendants, tell the truth. Nothing but the truth. So help you God, for you will be prosecuted. Mm-hmm. Plaintiff said, I am God. Somebody gonna pray for me this morning. And so, the recording clerk left these words by permission of the plaintiff. And the plaintiff said, what have I done unto thee? And in what manner have I wearied thee? And why are you testifying against me? For I brought you up out of the land of Egypt, and I redeemed thee out of the house of servants, and I even redeemed thee out of the house, not only of servants, but I sent you a whole family. I sent you Moses. I sent you Aaron, and I sent Miriam. Mm-hmm. Moses, who was meek and who had dignity and who was faithful. You didn't even want to listen to him. And then I sent you his brother Aaron when Moses got tired sometime. You didn't even want to listen to him. And then I sent his sister Miriam, who sang and praised God in the midst of confusion while Moses had a little talk with God, and you wouldn't even listen or sing along. Why are you testifying against me? When you don't forgive one another. Mm-hmm. When you won't put aside petty stuff in the church. Or when you point finger at your brother or sister and forget the thumb is pointing back at you. Or when you want to always work alone and don't want to work with anyone. Or when you don't care to be a team player, you testify against me, saith the Lord. Mm-hmm. The defendants were just like you and I today. Instead of saying, yes, Lord, I'll do it. Instead of saying, use me, Lord. Instead of saying, let's try and do the right thing. Instead of saying, I am honored to serve God because I know I'm a mess. And without God, I can't do nothing. They said, what you want me to do, Lord? Mm-hmm. You want me to sacrifice my children? Do you want me to stay in the church all night long? Do you want me to give more money than others in the church? What do you want me to do? Just like the church today, we can find more excuses not to do the right thing. Am I right about it? Mm-hmm. And we make God more difficult than he is. For the Bible says God's yoke is easy and his burdens are light. He's not difficult, he's not hard, and he's not impossible. God was trying to remind them, as he do you and I on a daily basis, you're no longer under the law, but you're under the grace of God. And my grace is sufficient. Mm-hmm. I'm going to close this in a minute. So the plaintiff told the recording clerk to write these words. He said, I'm not asking you to sacrifice your firstborn. I'm not asking you to fry no chicken in the church. I'm not asking you to put more money than anybody else. And I'm not asking you to do nothing I haven't already done myself. The plaintiff said, I'm God, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. The plaintiff said, I'm God, and it's appointed once for man to die. Then the judgment. Mm-hmm. The plaintiff said, I'm God, and on judgment day, you won't need no lawyer. Uh-huh. You won't need no jury, and you won't need no recording clerk, and you won't even need a witness, for you will be required by me to give an answer. What the Lord required of man is to do justly and to love mercy. And to walk humbly before God. Oh, I know I'm right about it this morning. The plaintiff told me to tell you, court is still in session. I believe I ought to say that one more time. I know it's early, but the plaintiff told me to tell you, court is still in session. This court can never be dismissed until the death angel touches you and I and calls us by our name. Mm-hmm. Or you won't be able to get a retrial. You won't be able to get a contingency, and the jury will never be hung. Because God will be the judge, the jury, and the executioner. And he's the only one can say that this case is closed. All rise. The defendant, the plaintiff, and the recording clerk. Maybe there's one here today. You realize now that you're guilty just like the rest of us. The Bible says that all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the only difference between you and I is that you and I didn't get caught like many of them that are already incarcerated. That doesn't make you any better. It doesn't make you any more right or wrong. But the fact of the matter is, time is winding up. And on that day when the death angel calls your name, you can't be just trying to get ready. Was going to get ready. You need to be ready. And there's only one way to get ready. While court is still in session, you need to repent. Ask God to forgive you for your sins, your secret sins, and wash you in his blood, and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and give you another chance to start all over again. But we realize that in our flesh dwelleth no good thing, but if you keep on pressing, God will make everything all right. And then you're going to have to do some work. Don't be worrying about trying to find the best attorney. Because you got the best judge of all, and his name is Jesus. But you need to find a church that's not only preaching, but practicing the word of God, that your soul may grow thereby. Listen, until the next time, a few moments with the preacher, I thank you for all of your comments and your support. Until next Sunday morning at 7 a.m., may the Lord God bless you real good. Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God who is first in my life and to the Spirit of God that abides in this early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Genelation Baptist Church, Genelation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Genelation means we have a start-to-finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. We believe the Lord has sent us to the kingdom for such a time as this, to minister to generations past, present, and future. We honor the past by hymns and anthems on a continual basis to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. We establish the present by appointing junior ushers, junior deacons, and junior trustees, training them in the fear of the Lord, and treating them like the church of today and not tomorrow, because when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music, so our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blah, talk radio. Y'all ready to have church? For those of you that bought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal, the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest. Somebody said that's the word of God. I want to turn your attention just for a few moments to the book of Micah, the Old Testament, Micah, M-I-C-A-H, the 6th chapter, and we're going to begin reading at the first verse, Micah 6 and 1. If you're with me, say amen. If you need more time, somebody say mercy. And the word of the Lord reads as thus. Hear now what the Lord saith. Arise, contend before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done unto thee? And in what have I wearied thee? Testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants, and I sent before thee Moses, I sent Aaron, and I even sent Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak the king of Moab devised, and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him from Shittim until Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord. Somebody said the plaintiff. With the what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression? Shall I give the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Somebody say, defend it. He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Let the church say amen. And the honorable judge of judges, that sits high and looks down low. The honorable judge of judges that hath the power to give life and the power to take life away. He told me to tell you this morning, my Blog Talk Radio family, that court is now in session. And by the power invested in me by the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the city of Philadelphia and the state of Pennsylvania, I just want to talk to you for just a little while this morning using for a subject the defendant, the plaintiff, and the recording clerk. I believe I ought to say that one more time. The defendant, the plaintiff, and the recording clerk. Do I have a praying church? Everybody is familiar with court and courtroom procedures. But in this life, there are some things that cannot be settled among the inhabitants of this earth unless you enter court with the said problem. And before there's any consideration given to the lawyer, any consideration given to the counselors, any consideration given to the judge or the jury, it's a due fact that three parties must be present. If I'm right about it, somebody say amen. The defendant, the plaintiff, and the recording clerk. Somebody has to have a complaint. Am I right about it? And there has to be a person that you are complaining about. And the clerk has to record so the judge can take a look at it and rule in the favor of the said party. Somebody said, preach. I'm going to set this up in a minute. Who is the recording clerk in the 6th chapter of the book of Micah? His name is Prophet Micah, who was a 8th century prophet whose name means who is like the Lord. Micah prophesied in the 8th century B.C. as a contemporary of the prophet Isaiah, meaning they may have been around about the same time and most definitely have the same character of each other, but they reference one another. Mm-hmm. The only difference, Isaiah preached to the southern kingdom of Judah, and Micah saw the fall of the northern kingdom to Assyria. Isaiah was probably what we call a city man, like I'm a city girl. Uh-huh. And Micah was called maybe a country boy. Uh-huh. No disrespect, country. Micah didn't see any angels at his calling, nor did he have any coals of fire touch his lips, and nor did Micah hear the words, "Whom shall I send, or who will go for us?" But no doubt about it, God told me to tell you, he is. I said, he is the recording clerk. Mm-hmm. Who is the defendant? In the 6th chapter of Micah, the defendant, the person required by law to give an answer, and the required people to give an answer, Israel, God's people. For Solomon already told us there's nothing new under the sun. Didn't he say so? Mm-hmm. Israel was just like the church today. After all God had done, after the flight from Egypt, after the passing through the Red Sea, after their many, many journeys, after the experience of being fed by manna and water in the wilderness, after God's covenant with them at Mount Sinai, they're just like the church today, just like you and I. They needed to be reminded over and over again that God is the judge and that he is in charge, and as defendants, you are required to give an answer to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God told me to tell you, church, you are the defendants this morning. Mm-hmm. Who is the plaintiff in the 6th chapter of the book of Micah? The word plaintiff means the complaining party. Mm-hmm. The plaintiff told me to tell you, you will recognize him. Oh, yes, you will. For the plaintiff created the recording clerk, and the recording clerk told the defendant, tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, for you will be prosecuted. Mm-hmm. Plaintiff said, I am God. Somebody going to pray for me this morning. And so, the recording clerk left these words by permission of the plaintiff. And the plaintiff said, what have I done unto thee? And in what manner have I wearied thee? And why are you testifying against me? For I brought you up out of the land of Egypt, and I redeemed thee out of the house of servants, and I even redeemed thee out of the house, not only of servants, but I sent you a whole family. I sent you Moses. I sent you Aaron, and I sent Miriam. Mm-hmm. Moses, who was meek and who had dignity and who was faithful. You didn't even want to listen to him. And then I sent you his brother Aaron when Moses got tired sometime. You didn't even want to listen to him. And then I sent his sister Miriam, who sang and praised God in the midst of confusion while Moses had a little talk with God, and you wouldn't even listen or sing along. Why are you testifying against me? When you don't forgive one another. Mm-hmm. When you won't put aside petty stuff in the church. Or when you point finger at your brother or sister and forget the thumb is pointing back at you. Or when you want to always work alone and don't want to work with anyone. Or when you don't care to be a team player, you testify against me, saith the Lord. Mm-hmm. The defendants were just like you and I today. Instead of saying, yes, Lord, I'll do it. Instead of saying, use me, Lord. Instead of saying, let's try and do the right thing. Instead of saying, I am honored to serve God because I know I'm a mess and without God, I can't do nothing. They said, what you want me to do, Lord? You want me to sacrifice my children? Do you want me to stay in the church all night long? Do you want me to give more money than others in the church? What do you want me to do? Just like the church today, we can find more excuses not to do the right thing. Am I right about it? And we make God more difficult than he is. For the Bible says God's yoke is easy and his burdens are light. He's not difficult, he's not hard, and he's not impossible. God was trying to remind them, as he do you and I on a daily basis, you're no longer under the law, but you're under the grace of God. And my grace is sufficient. I'm going to close this in a minute. So the plaintiff told the recording clerk to write these words. He said, I'm not asking you to sacrifice your firstborn. I'm not asking you to fry no chicken in the church. I'm not asking you to put more money than anybody else. And I'm not asking you to do nothing I haven't already done myself. The plaintiff said, I'm God, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. The plaintiff said, I'm God, and it's appointed once for man to die, then the judgment. The plaintiff said, I'm God, and on judgment day, you won't need no lawyer. You won't need no jury, and you won't need no recording clerk, and you won't even need a witness, for you will be required by me to give an answer. What the Lord required of man is to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly before God. Oh, I know I'm right about it this morning. The plaintiff told me to tell you, court is still in session. I believe I ought to say that one more time. I know it's early, but the plaintiff told me to tell you, court is still in session. This court can never be dismissed until the death angel touches you and I and calls us by our name. Or you won't be able to get a retrial. You won't be able to get a contingency, and the jury will never be hung, because God will be the judge, the jury, and the executioner. And he's the only one can say that this case is closed. All rise. The defendant, the plaintiff, and the recording clerk. Maybe there's one here today. You realize now that you're guilty, just like the rest of us. The Bible says that all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the only difference between you and I is that you and I didn't get caught like many of them that are already incarcerated. That doesn't make you any better. It doesn't make you any more right or wrong. But the fact of the matter is, time is winding up. And on that day when the death angel calls your name, you can't be just trying to get ready. Was going to get ready. You need to be ready. And there's only one way to get ready. While court is still in session, you need to repent. Ask God to forgive you for your sins, your secret sins, and wash you in his blood, and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and give you another chance to start all over again. But we realize that in our flesh dwelleth no good thing, but if you keep on pressing, God will make everything all right. And then you're going to have to do some work. Don't be worrying about trying to find the best attorney, because you've got the best judge of all, and his name is Jesus. But you need to find a church that's not only preaching, but practicing the word of God, that your soul may grow thereby. Listen, until the next time, a few moments with the preacher, I thank you for all of your comments and your support. Until next Sunday morning at 7 a.m., may the Lord God bless you real good.